will see that. I'm not sure of what you are saying, because there are some critics on this point. Donald Reagan, I think, was elected at 72.
Yes, he was.
And I told yesterday or the day before in my on TV that Chinese are confident in elderly. Mm. So there is some disagreements in age, of course. There are also some positive effects, experience, maybe wisdom, and less febrility.
And I suppose if you look at what you've achieved in Bordeaux over the decades, and as Prime Minister, and in the 1980s as an MEP, that experience puts you in a position of knowing where the mistakes have been made in the past, and maybe with respect, having made some of them yourself to make certain that you don't repeat that pattern.
That's I call experience.
Yes, true experience.
True experience. I think that also France today has a need of confidence. Mm. Confidence between the population and the politicians. Mm. Confidence in the future. Trust in self-confidence also. And I think that I can create a relation between the French citizens and myself based on confidence, maybe.
You talk about confidence there. One of the big challenges in the UK, there are two big challenges. One is actually confidence in our politicians. The population have never been less confident in their political class than they probably
except
have been
mayors.
Today. Except mayors. You were talking about that with George Ferguson when you were speaking with him, that mayors get things done. Is that a problem in France, that the political class, with the exception of mayors, there is a disconnect, or are people connected?
Completely. And that's the explanation of the success of the extreme right, because traditionally, it's not new in the French politics, the extreme right is against the elites, the intermediate corporation, against the representative democracy also. And so there is a global criticism against the political world, the politicians, and it's an explanation.
So much like the UK Independence Party, yes. They're setting the agenda, which is this disconnect between you, the politician, and the people that you represent.
It's exactly the same thing in France. And there is the feeling that politicians are not in capacity of changing things. Mm. And they are dependent on maybe Europe. Mm. I know that's an important feeling in the UK. But also globalization, markets and so on. And this feeling is very negative in the mind of our fellow citizens.
Well, let's talk about that, because you were an MEP. You were the Prime Minister of France. You've been the Foreign Minister. You are the Mayor of Bordeaux. You look across to the UK, who don't appear to want to be European. You're European. What's your take on that?
I am European because I think that in the world in which we live, with the dangers of global situation, terrorism and so on, it's easier to be all together than to be separate. I am completely aware that Europe doesn't function very well. We have to transform Europe, to change Europe. There is too much bureaucracy. Europe produced too many rules on our daily life, and it's completely unusual.
So what about that central tenet that seems to be the biggest problem with Europe, for the UK, which is the free movement of people? That is the issue, I think, for the UK.
I think free movement of people inside the Schengen zone is a great progress for our students, for our managers, for our tourists, of course. It's a new freedom, and it's very wonderful to go to Spain, to Italy, to Germany without crossing a border, without giving papers. It's quite different when I take the Eurostar. Of course, I have to show my paper. But the problem is not this one. The problem is the control of the external frontiers of the Schengen zone.
Right.
And it doesn't work.
So you look at the UK. What would be your message to the British people about the possibility of leaving Europe?
Europe is a wonderful achievement. Europe gave us peace since half a century. Mm. And peace is not...
It's not easy.
Not easy. It's not an acquis forever.
No.
So we have to protect that. I understand that the UK can have a special position in Europe. One of my ideas is to have a more integrating core in Europe, around the Eurozone. We have to integrate our fiscal policy and so on. But if Great Britain doesn't want to do so, I think it would be possible to have a more flexible system around the Eurozone. I am absolutely convinced that we...
what's known as the two-speed or two-tier
Europe? Two-speed or what we call, say, geometry variable. There are different words to say that. But I think that it's absolutely necessary that the UK stay in Europe.